And emergency triple team traffic back to KSL's traffic center. Ricky Meese.
An accident on Pleasant Grove Boulevard. It's at the overpass of I-15 and affecting traffic at southbound I-15. Now, right now, you cannot exit southbound I-15 at Pleasant Grove Boulevard. You'll have to use an alternate. So that exit ramp closed to traffic, and I'm not seeing them let anyone go from Pleasant Grove Boulevard onto southbound I-15. It's mostly in the westbound direction, but both directions of Pleasant Grove Boulevard have been affected. And for those southbound on I-15, three right lanes closed as you're approaching PG Boulevard, and that's causing big delays back through American Fork. Glenn Thomas?
To the Salt Lake Valley, it's still slow and starting to gain a little bit of slowing as you start from the South Salt Lake area. Your southbound I-15 commute is just below speeds down to the South Interchange, where it bogs up a little bit down to Sandy, and then it's clear. Northbound I-15 through the area Sandy is a little bit slow. You've got some slowing now on the 215 West Belt. You do have an accident at 4700 South off-ramp there in Taylorsville, but that shouldn't be affecting the ride there. So you've got slowing there coming off of from I-80 down to about 3500 South, and 5600 West slow from Indiana down to 3500 South. Mark?
Well, we're seeing some unusual delays right now for just being a little bit early in the rush hour. That's going to be northbound I-15 right through Centerville, about 2100 North. Now, it's not sure if we're locating a wreck there as you make your way up to Highway 89 Farmington Lagoon area, where it usually starts getting heavy, and it is heavy there in spots heading to Layton Hills Mall area. Put your energy into something legendary. Schedule your free solar consultation today. Find out how much you can save with Legend Solar online at legendsolar.com, a SunPower Elite dealer. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.